This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and we are getting into some ice, aren't we, Robbie? We are diving, and I know we're talking about things being a little cold, but we're cooling things down for a very good reason, because this Sunday is the Ice Hockey Pride Game. And joining us here in the studio is Chloe from Amnesty International. Hello, hello.
Hi.
And we also have Cade from Southern Lights.
Hello.
How's it going?
Yeah, really good. Really good.
Now, this is pretty exciting. It's the third year that the Ice Hockey Pride Game is happening. It's actually the Mustangs versus the... My brain's gone. The Mustangs versus...
Adelaide Adrenaline.
I've got so many things in front of me. My brain's gone out the window. And I went to the very first one. I'm wearing my little Mustangs Pride
Looks
scarf
fantastic.
Right now. It's the only Pride scarf I actually wear to any other Pride game, because I'm just like, it's the first one I saw and it looked amazing. And it's a great game that pucks homophobia in a really good way, I feel, which is absolutely brilliant. So, Chloe, how did it come about?
So I was volunteering for the Melbourne Mustangs at the time that they came up with this idea in a committee meeting that they wanted to do a Pride game. So they really wanted to do a charity game, and Pride was the topic. And I was also volunteering for Amnesty International at the time. So I thought, all right, if you want to do a Pride game, let's do it right. Let's make sure that we come out and do the best Pride game that anyone's seen.
And it really was fantastic. Ro Allen at the first one, she meed out to the middle of the court's not the word, the ice hockey rink.
Yep.
We're great at sport.
Shimmied.
Yeah,
shimmied. It's not easy to make your way around the ice.
To drop the puck, and then shimmied off. And I was ready with the camera just to try and catch Ro falling on their butt, because I thought it would have been absolutely fantastic. Now, Cade, you're a part of Australia's first LGBT inclusive ice hockey team, the Southern Lights, that's here in Melbourne.
That's right.
You're actually the founder, right? Aren't you?
Yeah, I found it and had the idea about a year ago, and we've launched this year.
So how important is something like this kind of LGBT pride and representation in ice hockey?
It's very important. We have a really good community that's really supportive of LGBT people and everyone in the community. But, you know, there are problems in sport of people having prior experiences that have been homophobic or just not very welcoming. So having
saying in ice hockey or in ice hockey
In ice hockey, things are quite good.
Yeah. I feel like the Mr. Freeze references are just coming into my mind.
Don't. It's a terrible movie.
A freeze is coming. So things are actually quite inclusive in regards to ice hockey.
Yeah, we do have a quite inclusive community. But it's definitely about, for us, for the Southern Lights, the team that we've created, it's about, and the Pride game really, it's about showing that we are that welcoming community and bringing new people in there as a sport to, you know, has mental health outcomes that are very good. And we've had players in our team who have joined who wouldn't have otherwise played ice hockey without an LGBT team existing just for that welcoming environment.
I mean, I guess I just never thought, would you give ice hockey a puck, Robbie?
It's a very cold day in Melbourne today. I might come along and watch, but no, look, sports have not managed to tempt me in yet. But I think what's great about these sporting organisations too, though, is there is the social element of it. So it's bringing people together who enjoy something similar, and it creates a community and a home for people, you know, within our community.
Well, one of the things that I think is really fantastic with this Pride match that the Mustangs have put on now for the third year, it's going to be this Sunday, is the fact that the work that you're all doing to be able to show this inclusivity, to be able to show this pride. Because when this first started, were there any LGBT players on the Mustangs? Was anyone identifying that way?
No, not at the time. After the first year, I did get a message from someone who trains with the Mustangs every year and tries out, and was sort of at that junior level. And he did say that he hadn't come out to the Mustangs and the ice hockey community before, but after the Pride game and the initiative from the Mustangs, he felt safe and comfortable to do so.
And that's why Pride games and matches and support such as this really does matter and really does make a difference. It was really funny, actually. I remember also with the first one, a whole gaggle of gays came along who have never gone to any ice hockey before and were just really excited. Jaden, who does the hits here on Joy and also our mosh pit also loves ice hockey. So he got a gaggle of gays to come along and was explaining to everyone how it all works and how it all goes. And it was actually really great because we were this minority of people, not minority because we're a minority, but minority because we knew nothing about hockey or ice hockey at all, and we were learning, but we were also having great conversations with people who were trying to understand, so why is there a Pride game? And being able to have those chats was really wonderful as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I think like a lot of people that in that group that went along to that first Pride game are now in our team, the Pride Stangs, as they've nicknamed themselves.
The Pride Stangs.
Love so, that.
That's actually fantastic. So you, the Southern Lights, you've just started a few months ago. You're Australia's first and Australia's only, actually, LGBT inclusive ice hockey
team. That's correct.
Which is congratulations.
Thank you.
Awesome. Good on you. So you've put the team together, and I hear you guys are going to be doing something a little special at the Pride game.
Yeah. So before the Pride match, when the big boys hit the ice,
the real hockey stuff.
the ones that are much better than me.
He was edging towards it.
Yeah, we're doing a invitational game, which combines players of the Southern Lights, the Melbourne Mustangs, and the Adelaide Adrenaline. We're playing a game which is 2 8-minute halves.
Wait, the Southern Lights are playing against?
We're not.
And that was like, hang on a minute.
It'll be a lovely mix of them all.
Okay. Yeah. So we're doing a mix of grains and herbs.
It's me and the Mustangs versus the Southern Lights.
I reckon that's just a good opportunity for everyone to take you down.
Yeah. No, it'll be a mixture of teams, and we're doing a bit of an invitational game where we get on the ice with those guys and just sort of have a hit around and, score some goals.
So how's recruitment been going? Are you getting together a good team? Are you building a good start?
Yeah, so we have a good solid core group at the moment, and we're getting inquiries from players that have played previously and players that are interested in joining. Ice hockey does have quite a barrier to entry and cost with a lot of gear and
ice time. But you do have very pretty jerseys, I must say. That's lovely.
That is a big, draw card in
my
opinion.
It really is. They look great. I mean, I was doing some Googling, getting prep ready for the interview, and I saw, I could purchase one as a supporter.
Yeah.
It's got rainbows and everything.
I'm very into that.
Once you start though, you can't stop. I've got about 14 jerseys now, just
pre-warning. I'm all right with that. I'm sure I can find some fellas that'll be all right with me wearing them too.
Main part in my wardrobe is that. Just pre-warning.
They take up a lot of room.
if people are interested in listening to this and sound like that's something for them, where can they go?
Yeah, so we've got our website, lgbticehockey.com.au, and we've also got our Australian LGBT Ice Hockey page on Facebook that you can search. We're very active on that and getting people involved. We want as many people as possible. Mm-hmm. So we also do a lot of social skates. So if you just want to come and skate around the rink,
I'd probably be that kind of a skater.
And sort of talk to us about ice hockey, just come to one of the social skates. We've got one coming up.
Or of course, you could come down to the Pride game on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday
2 o'clock.
Yes.
And have a chat to you in person.
So it's happening from 2 p.m. The actual match is happening. It's happening at O'Brien Ice House on the Docklands. Very easy to get to. What time is the invitational occurring?
12:30.
So you're going to want
1 o'clock.
One o'clock. So why not come on down? I'm going to be there as well. Why not come down about 12:30? I'll have my little rainbow scarf. You're not going to be able to miss me. I'll make sure of that. And come along and say hi and see what it's all about. It'll be a whole lot of fun. Kate, what does it mean to be invited to be able to come and be a part of, play the Invitational and be a part of this Pride match?
Yeah, being a new squad, I think it's great. Like, I really appreciate the Mustangs and the Adelaide Adrenaline and Amnesty in running the event and the invite that we have. It's great to see that support in the community. When I originally sort of found a team, I believed in it and we had people that believe in it, but it's good to see those tiers of hockey above us and get that national sort of support. One of our next steps is to grow to other cities and so on, so having that national support and awareness is really valuable for us to have that behind us.
And Chloe, how does it make you feel to be able to help make this event even more inclusive for anyone to be able to come and be a part of and feel welcome?
It's the entire point of why we do what we do, and especially at Amnesty. It's been incredible to see this grow from strength to strength every year, and especially with the LGBTIQ team this year and players coming out and feeling safe and welcome. It's the best work I've ever done.
Oh, look, I love it. I'm really excited.
Isn't that beautiful?
Why not come on down and join us at the Ice Hockey Pride Game? It's the Mustangs versus the Adrenaline, or just Adrenaline. Or, and that's kicking off at 2 o'clock at O'Brien Ice House this Sunday. Or come a little bit earlier and watch the Invitational Game and see Australia's first LGBT ice hockey team, all inclusive, get on the rink and try to beat Cade, because that's apparently what
I'm willing to sign
about.
Autographs if there's a line at the table.
You say that anywhere. Right, you'll sign anything.
And don't be scared of those ice hockey fans, because if they're anything like Cade and Chloe, they're lovely.
Exactly.
I should also mention, we have got one of our jerseys signed by the Melbourne Mustangs that we'll be raffling off.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yes. It's absolutely wonderful. Well, come on down to O'Brien Ice House this Sunday from 12 o'clock for all the fabulous Pride-filled fun. Thank you so much for joining us, Chloe and
Thanks,
Kate.
Thanks, Dean.
Thank you.
Thanks for our Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.